When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I love what I do. It's my job and my hobby, so burnout is not a component of the equation for me. I'm excited each and every week about the challenges that this role provides me and us. In regards to the messaging getting stale, I work with extreme urgency because I realize the careers of these players are short, and so my audience is forever changing. I'm less concerned about getting stale, and I'm more concerned about matching the urgency that is the short careers of most of these players. There are outliers like Cam that's been in there for 25 years listening to me, but I care less about, you know, how he receives the message and more about developing guys like Benton, who's a year and a half into receiving these messages. And man, I just want to continue to hammer home values and cultural values and how to play and so forth. And so experience has taught me that the stale component is probably overblown because the audience is forever changing.
There was a clip in Hard Knocks of Mike Tomlin after the game with Broderick Jones. We see Mike Tomlin giving Russell Wilson the kiss on the back of the head. Say what you will about Mike Tomlin, and I'm sure you will at 412-928-9370. We get it every day on the text line. His players love him.
Yeah.
His players love him. And I went into this first episode of Hard Knocks with an open mind, and I've been firmly in the camp of, hey, man, win playoff games for a long time with Tomlin. I think that's fair. You can respect the man. You can understand he's a really good coach and also still say, dude, it's been 7 years. You got to win playoff games. But I went in with an open mind, and I've seen a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff with Tomlin just in different settings, having gone to training camp and spending as much time in Latrobe as I did over the years. Like, I've seen him on the practice field. I've seen how he interacts with players. I've always respected that. They've always respected him. But I went into this with an open mind saying, okay, I wonder how it's going to make me feel about Tomlin. In one episode, man, and a lot of these clips keep coming out over and over and over on Twitter, and I'm really rooting for him. And at 9-3, I think it's easier. If they were sitting here at 5-7, it's going to be a hard sell. But at 9-3, him being the star of the show, the question is, 412-928-9370, can he win you over, I guess is the best way of putting it. And that could be the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Twitter poll, TrustPJ.com. Now here's a text storm. Hard Knocks is a pointless distraction from football, which will not change anyone's opinion of Mike Tomlin. You either love him or hate him. That's my hypothesis too, but I'm allowing for it to change my opinion. I'm allowing for it to win me over. He does need to win a playoff game. How do you think people are going to come down on this? You think people are going to move off their spot?
I think it comes down to what you're saying. It comes down to wins and losses. That's all what people want to see. People come off their spot whenever things don't go the way that they're supposed to go in their mind. I think people make up their own narrative in a lot, especially more nowadays than ever. So I think for the moment that you watch Hard Knocks, people could be swayed off the spot. But the moment that they say lose to the Browns on Sunday, you're right back to where you were before.
That's fair.
And I think it's a week-to-week thing.
It's probably the way people should view it. I mean, the wins and losses are the most important thing, especially when it comes to the ultimate goal of hoisting a Lombardi. I just find that I want, maybe this is the best way for me to put how I'm feeling. I want to like him. He runs out onto the field in road venues and there's Steelers fans everywhere and he's jacking them up. He's thanking them after the game, not in the press conference setting, but as he comes off the field, he's giving fans high fives. I love that kind of crap, man. I want my coach to be that way. And then you compare him to Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor got a personality lobotomy. Like this guy doesn't do it for me. Kevin Stefanski's a good coach, two-time coach of the year, but he's asking his team, "Do you guys want to make the playoffs?"
Mm.
Well, we're in it now. Ain't nobody buying that nonsense,
mm-mm.
Doran.
Mm-mm.
Like, they ain't buying what he's selling.
I mean, if I'm going to war with somebody, if I'm going to battle in sports battles, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I don't necessarily need to like you, but like I want to be able to respect you. And I think that Mike Tomlin isn't out here to be liked. And I don't think that fans should have to want to really like him. They should. I think that they are looking to respect for wins. They're looking to respect him for winning on the field on Sundays. Like, who cares about liking him? I mean, at the end of the day, like, I mean, you're never going to break bread with him. You're never going to really, you know, go get a drink with Mike Tomlin. You're never going to have a Thanksgiving meal at his house. That's how I would look at it if I was a fan. Like, I mean, I don't really necessarily need to like the head coach, but do you win or lose?
Yeah.
Do you win or lose?
Here's what I think is wild about this whole season now then, right? Is it was this offseason. For a lot of fans, you just wanted to see a step back in the right direction, right? Win a playoff game. Art Rooney II, it's always been win a Super Bowl. Well, now it was, we need to win a playoff game because that's the first step. Now if they win a playoff game and they lose the next one, people are still going to be pissed at Tomlin.
No doubt.
No doubt about it. And I'm not saying that's fair, unfair, but the goalposts have shifted in season because of how much winning they've been doing. And I do get that. Now it does kind of feel like it would be a disappointment if they only win one playoff game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.